Okay, Shir in Maseches Nedarim, Tuesday night. Okay. Well, okay. No, I just for the oil I have. Okay. So just I saw brought down a Rashba just to finish up about Amen. A Rashba and Chubas a Rashba. Chelek Hey Siman Nun Gimel. This is regarding the Omer that Godel Ha'ona Omen Yesum and Amavarech. So we said the morale and the Sivu Avoda says a beer because that's the Kavana is more focused, more central. I said a beer that I once said that the person is more coming out of the blue and he's being Mavarech Hashem. He's not involved in the experience, and still he's being Mavarech Hashem. So that's Godel Ha'ona Omen Yesum and Amavarech. And I still brought down the Chiddush HaRashba here in Chelek He Siman Nun Gimel. Marto Neima Omru Gadol HaOne Amen Yosim Lamavarech. Tshuva. First he says Gam Bazeh Yesh Inyan Nelam Lebalei HaChochma. So he says I'll be Kabbalah the something, and actually it's in the Perushi Agodas. So, around the Nun Gimel on the base, mostly on Brachas. Nun Gimel on the base. How do you like that? Siman Nun Gimel on Chela K. Well, someone gave a bad Maramokum. Maybe it means Perish Hagodos of the Marsha. I don't see a right. Okay, anyway. So first of all, I'll be Kabbalah, it makes sense. So you'll be comforted to know that. Vamdam Lafi Pashto Shel Dvorim Kenadas No Senes. Rashi says there's a logic to it. Sheloshin Omein Yesh Bo Kiyum Dov. Right? You're mitayim it, you're affirming it. Omar kol ha'om amein. V'ha'mvorech ein b'lashonu el aloshen hoda. V'gon yotzer or, yotzer ha'odom. The mvorech is making a statement. The Rashi was three lines. Mavarech kimo'orer, the Mavarech is making a statement, but the one omein is kegomer es hakol, he's affirming it. In other words, talk is cheap. That's like that I see in the Rashba, talk is cheap. So the guy that's Mavarech, he's saying, you know, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, let's say Shakol Ne'eh B'dvaro, okay, nice. But the person that says omein, it's like it's a deeper statement. It's an affirmation of the truth of what was said. Maybe it's more, it's a shtickle like the morale, maybe. I don't know, he doesn't say much. It's three lines. But the Mavarech is, what?
Still talk.
But the essence of what he's saying is a kiyum hadover. Okay, you ask a kasha.
So,
it's an idea, it's nice to know ideas. You know, the Gemara makes a, what on the surface is a cryptic tamua statement. So we saw the morale's beer in it. We're talking conceptually. We're not talking technically. You say everything's cheap. Talk, it's all talk. Conceptually, the Mavarech is just saying something. It's like you know what it would be like saying, if you put up a wall and I put in the plaster, you know, what's mechazik the wall? So Godol ha-mechazik, and I put up the supports to the wall. So Godol ha-put up supports, Yosem and the person that built the wall. You built the wall, okay, that's very nice, but it could fall down. It does not necessarily have any kiyum to it. The person that's ono amein, he says, is being mekayim. If you don't like the status.
Saying that the second person is like a name.
Sort of like that.
Yeah.
concept maybe of like seconding emotion. Someone makes emotion, yeah. He's just out on his own. And the second emotion,
right,
is like
it has a more of a key. Right, yeah. Right. Okay, that's the Rashi. Good. Now let's finish the Ran. What? We're not bringing rayas, we're talking concepts. Okay, so Rabbeinu Tam was machal. We saw it, Rabbeinu Tam was machal. The necessity of Shem Hashem by Yeshua. Rabbeinu Tam, there's a problem that the Ran brought rayas from our Gemaras that apparently it does not. But then he had a Gemara in Shavuos that says it does. Rabbeinu Tam answered a chilek between Mushma v'pi Atzmo and Mushma v'pi Acherim, which the Ran didn't like. We saw two interpretations in Rabbeinu Tam. One is the technical Mushma v'pi Acherim, Mushma v'pi Atzmo, not the technical. We ourselves had two pshatim in Rabbeinu Tam, and the nafkamina of our two pshatim in Rabbeinu Tam would be what would Rabbeinu Tam hold by every time someone is mashbia me and I say amen, would that need shame Hashem or not? We said that depends on Shem Rabbeinu Tam. So we ourselves have two interpretations of Rabbeinu Tam. The Rosh has a completely different interpretation of Rabbeinu Tam, where it's a question of if it's a voluntary shvua or if it's an imposed shvua that someone makes you make. Okay, meanwhile, we go back to the Ran, who's back with a problem. If you see the last line of the Ran on the page, so we'll make it easier, and you count up from the last line on the page, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines up. Ela ikron shel dvarim. This is the main way to understand this. The Gemara there in Shavuos that says that Shavuos Eidus needs Shem, and you learn out from Sota, that's only Rav Chanina Bar Idihi, the Gemara Ala'olam Misota. We're not going to start learning the Gemara in Shavuos now, but just the basic outline of where the Ran's coming from and how plausible his teretz is. It's with Perek Shavuos Eidus. So Tanda Flamen Heyam and Aleph is a Mishnah, and the Mishnah talks about that if you use all the kinuyim, you don't need Shem HaMeforesh Yud Kei Vav Kei. Well, the kinuyim is also good. The kinuyim of Hashem, Aleph Dalet, Shem Adnus, Shakai, Tzvokos, even Chanun Verachum, Erech Apayim, things that are nimchokim, not the Shem Hashem that ain't nimchokim. So even those things, it's a good shvua. That's the mission. That's the mission of Lamed Hayam and Aleph. So the Gemara asks, we learn it out, but the Chora, it's Ola from Sota. Malahalim b'shem of Kan b'shem. So it sounds like you need Shem HaMeforesh. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Lo Kashya. Rav Chanina Baridi Harabonon. There's a machlokas Rav Chanina Baridi Harabonon. And then the Gemara brings down a price. Rav Chanina Baridi Omer. That you need shame. You learn out from Sota that you need shame. Rabbonon, if they learn out the Xerish, now Rabbonon are saying Kinuyim is good. That's what the Gemara seems to be saying. The Gemara asks, if you learn out the Gzeira Shova, you should need Shema Mufarish. If you learn out the Gzeira Shova, if you don't learn out the Gzeira Shova from Soto, then you shouldn't need anything. You don't. How do you know what it even means, a Shvua? Mora says, how do you know Vashoma Kol Ola means a Shvua, a cloud? Mora says, they don't learn out the Gzeira Shova, and they have a different source that the word Ola by Shvua, by Edus, Vashoma Kol Ola, that Ola means a Shvua. So, when you learn the Sugya, it sounds like you need Shem Hashem, you just don't need Shem HaMeforesh. But the Rana is being mechadish by us, and we'll just leave it at that. We'll see other Rishonim maybe in the context, but we won't go into it deeply because we're not, it has to do with the Sugya and Shavuos. The Rana is learning that Rabbanim don't need anything. You don't need Shem Hashem at all. You know, they don't learn out from Sota, that you see in the Gemara, and they learn out from a different source that the word Allah in the Parsha of Shavuos Sa'edus means Shavua. So they're uncoupled from Sota. So when you learn in the flow of the Gemara, it sounds like that's why Kinuyim is good. You don't need Shema Mephorosh. But the Ram is saying you don't need anything. You don't need Shema Hashem at all. Let's look inside. El Ikron Shal Dvarim. Vahid Yamin and the Shul Saidus Boy Hashem. Rav Chanina Bar Idihi. Shagomar Ola Ola Misota. Indeed, that's the source. Avul Rabbonon lo bo'u lo shem v'lo ikinui. You don't need anything. As we showed from our Mishnah. Or else, why do you need the din of kol kinui shvuos kishvuos for? If you remember the beginning of the Ram, when this whole thing started, that was the Ram's raya. What do you need the din of kinuyim for? He brings rayas that just saying shem Hashem already is a shvuah. Bashem shalo ochal kikar zeh is a shvuah. Would he move out saying the word shvuah? Just declaring something and saying, you know, b'chaye Hashem or Bashem, that's a shvuah. We understand why, because that's really the essence of a shvuah. So you don't need Shem Hashem. That's all. Who needs Shem Hashem is Rav Chanina Baridi. V'chitnan hosam, but we have a problem. It doesn't really work out. L'chora. Because the Mishnah there says, that if you use a kinui of Hashem, Rachum B'chanon, or Alabdalich, Shakai, Tzvokos, so you mechuyev by Shavuos Eidus. And the Gemara said, according to Rav Chanina Baridi, you're not chayev, you need Shema Mefurish. So it certainly sounds like Rabbanan needs something, except they're saying a kinui is good. So the Ran gives it a spin. He says, V'chitan Hosam, and that we learned in the Mishnah there, when the Mishnah there says that you mechuyev for Shavuos Eidus with a kinui, it doesn't mean you require a kinui. It's not worse than nothing. You see, if you say b'shamayim of aretz, it's no good. It's not a valid shvuah. It's like saying chay para. So if you nishba b'shamayim of aretz, it's no good. It's not a shvuah sa'edus. So you might think that b'kinui is also no good. This is hard to understand. I don't understand it. Because you're talking about tzvokos. You're talking about the shem shakai. So b'shlam b'shamayim v'aretz, I understand. How could you have a hamamina? Like, why in the world, if you don't need shem Hashem at all, why could being nishba b'tzvokos be worse? I don't know. The Ran is shver. I mean, it doesn't. Also, you know, again, if it was up to me, I would give a teretz that Shavuos Eidus need Shem Hashem and nothing else. Just so, like I said, we said when we began the Ran, right? We said, remember I said that Nedarim does not need a pasuk that Ne'amorim b'chol Lashon. Shavuos Eidus needs a pasuk that Ne'amorim b'chol Lashon. So apparently you need a nusach, and you learn out from a pasuk, it doesn't have to be Hebrew. A regular Shavuah doesn't need a pasuk. So end of story. So that's why you could have a Gzeiras HaKazu that didn't need Shem Hashem. And it does have a special chiyuv of a karbon that other shvuas don't have. So, you know,
I was going to say, it's interesting that he brings down Shrine and Arch, because even in the Hazinu, Moshe Rabbeinu calls the Shemayim
of Aretz. Yeah, but that's not, the Shavuah is not B'Shemayim of Aretz. If you're Nishba B'Shemayim of Aretz, it's not valid. Moshe Rabbeinu called down Shemayim of Aretz as witnesses. You may be right that that's why there's a Havamina that it would be a good Shavuah. That you're Nishba B'Shemayim of Aretz, and you, it's like you're calling them to testify. But it's no good. But the Ran turns it around and says, so that's why you might think that Bikino is also no good, and that's why the Mishnah has to say it is good, according to Rabbonon, not according to Rav Chanina Baridi. And so that's the Ran. Okay. The Ran's very schwer. What do you mean, what was this happening? The Ran's a Pella. You learn the Gemara in Shavuos, the Ran's a Pella. You learn the Gemara in Shavuos, you say, Rav Chanina Baridi Nikshem HaMeforosh, and Rabbonon say it's enough for Kino. The Ran's coming along and saying that Rabbonon don't need Shem Hashem at all, not even a Kinoi. And the Mishnah that says a Kinoi is good, you mechuya for a Kinoi, just means you mechuya for a Kinoi, and it's not like B'Shemayim of Aretz. Which again, I don't understand. You know, B'Shem, if you say Racham B'Chanun, I hear a Chiddush. Because maybe you mean Eitan. Eitan is also Racham B'Chanun. Maybe you mean him. From Nishma Barachim Machanan, who said I mean Hashem? But you say Tzvokos or Shakai, these are recognizable shames of Hashem, names of Hashem. I don't really see Havamina. Ran Shver, I don't know. Okay. It's not the Pashtus Asugya. I would much rather say Shavuos Eidus is different. Okay, that's the Ran. That's Rabbeinu Tam and the Ran. So far, two Terutsu.
You can't say that Barachim Machanan is a term that would only apply to Hashem.
Okay, fine. What are you could say that, but you want to make the Ran schwer. The Ran says there's a Havamina, it wouldn't be good. So you can't ask a kasha on the Ran from Rav Chanan, I don't think. The Ran says there's a Havamina, it wouldn't be good. So Lamaskana, it is a Shvuah. So it does refer to Hashem. But the Ran, but again, Rav Chanina by reading means Shem HaMeforash. The Ran is saying it's really not the pashtus of the Gemara and Shavuos. So we'll see the Ran and Shavuos. Maybe it'll be a little better. Meanwhile, that's what he's saying here. So again, bottom line, you want to have the bottom lines. The Ran holds Shavuos does not need Shem. He brings a lot of Rayas. I in Shavuos, it says Shavuos Eidus needs Shem and learns it out from Sota. The Ran answers, that's Rav Chanina Baridi, not Rabbanon. And Ben Otam answers, that's Mushma Mipi Acherim. And not Mushma Mipi Atzma. Okay. Now, Elosh arrived at Zalomar. Now the Ran's bringing down a Raivet. The Ran's Elosh arrived at Zalomar and Delinian Malkus. There's a few things by Shavuos. It's really a little bewildering. The Shavuos Bitui, Leosid, where you say you'll do something and you don't do it, where you say you won't do something and you do it. There's a Shavuah L'Sha'avar, and Shavuah L'Sha'avar is of two types, Shavuah Sheker and Shavuah Shav. Okay? There's a Pasuk in Vayikra, there's one parasha that Shavuah Sa'edus has a korban. That's a special kind of a korban. Oyla V'yore. There's another parasha in which Shavuah HaPikadon needs a korban. That's at the end of Vayikra, the last parasha in Parashas Vayikra. That's Hashem Gezelos. That's an Oshem. It's not even a Chatos. Either the Yoreid is either a Chatos or a Mincha. A Chatos or two birds or a Mincha. Then there's, if you're over Shavuos Bitui, in other words, if you also bring a Korban Oil of the Yoreid, either a Chatos or two birds or a Mincha. If you make a Shavuah, not Sheker, not Shav, not Shavuos Eidus, not Shavuos HaPikodom, but Shavuos Bitui. Now, there's a Machlekes Tanoim in Maseches Shavuos, what the parasha is talking about. It's talking about a Chi of Korban. Is it talking about only La'osid, or is it also talking about L'Sha'avar? Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Bikiva. If it's talking about L'Sha'avar, it's only talking about Sheker, not Shav. Shav, for sure, no Korban. Sheker, Machlokes Tanoim, La'osid, Korban. Now, there's also a Shavuah, Malchus. When do you get Malchus? So you get Malchus if you swear, I think, Sheker or Shav. There's Malchus. You get Malchus. It's a chiddush because you might say it's a lav shame by Maisa because you only talked. That's a whole discussion about that in different Gemaras. I'm pretty sure Shav also you get Malchus. Right now I'm not 100% sure. But Sheker you get Malchus. Shav you get Malchus. Bitui, if you say you won't do something and you do it, you get Malchus. If you say you will do something and you don't get Malchus. Because you're over it without a Maisa, and without a Maisa, you don't get Malchus.
Including a mitzvah? If you say you'll do a mitzvah?
Doesn't matter, but Lav Shein by Maisa ain't loken all of them. If you did it without a Maisa, if you violated your Shvuah, by not doing something, you don't get Malchus. So by Shvuah, you have what's called sometimes Isura Ba'alma. You could say, I won't eat this kikar, it becomes usur, I will eat this kikar, Torah b'shvuah, of course. And you have to, or sheker, shav, then sometimes it's malchus, and then sometimes you even bring a korban. Elish arayvet zalomar, delinyan malchus, ein aloke, elabaz koras Hashem. The Ran is implying that the arayvet holds like him. The shvuah is a fine shvuah, and it's chal, does everything it's supposed to do, even without Shem Hashem. But you're not going to get Malchus for violating the law. Sheker, Shav. I don't know about Bal Yachil, because the Ravid's point is that it says the word Hashem. Lo'sisa Shem Hashem Elokecha la'shav. Lo'sishavu b'shmi la'shoker. So maybe he's only talking about Ovar, Sheker or Shav. I don't know if he's talking about Bal Yachil. The Kula Lavi Yeshvuah, he's talking about the Lavi particular to Shvuah. Shem Ksiv Behu, Lo Yisisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashav, Lo Sishavu Bishmi Lashoker. Aval Inyan Yisura Below Shem Nami Yisa. But you're violating an Isra even you don't say Shem Hashem. This is a concept we find in many Lav, not many, but it's not uncommon to find that a lav could be violated in a fuller sense and in a lesser sense. And there will only be malchus if you violate it in the fuller sense, full-fledged. But if you do it in a way that's, let's say, a ribui akra, you do it in a way that's chatzishir, different scenarios, then it could be also, but there's no malchus. So that's what the Rebbe is saying without Shem Hashem. Now I wanted to start the Ran and Shavuos. What? For sure need Shem Hashem. The Pasuk says it. You learn out from there that Shavuos Eidus need Shem. So it says Shem Hashem. What? You see that the Gemara assumes and no one argues that Sota needs Shem. You wonder why? Conceptually why? It's a claw law. You want the water to work. You're erasing Shem Hashem of Amayim. We're doing heavy stuff so that she should be under a klala. A nace is going to happen in the Beis Mikdash, right? She's going to drink water. She's going to blow up. What? She will say this according to the Ran, a machlokas tanoim. Do you learn out from Soto or not? The only consequence of it, not the only, the consequence of it, she will say this is a carb. It's a carbon oil of the yoreit. So that's a machlokas. Now that's a machlokas. Machlokas of Chanina by Reading Rabbanon. The Ravid's coming along and saying that Malchus you only get if you say Shem Hashem because that's a unique thing. Because the Lashon HaPasuk when it says the Lavim of Shvuah happens to mention Shem Hashem. That's the Ravid. If you don't like the Ravid, then you'll fall back to what we said the first day when we learned the sugya. This sugya, that conceptually every shvuah is bashem, but that's the concept of a shvuah. I'm saying that this is as real and as true as Hashem's reality. So the pasuk calls that bishmi, because that's the conceptual shvuah. Lo sishavu bishmi lashoker, because that's what a shvuah is. To turn to the Daf Harif, Maseches Shavuos and the Rif, Tezvava Mitbeis. Tezvava Mitbeis of Dape HaRif. Okay. At the end, the bottom. One, two, three, four, five, six, 7 lines from the bottom again. 6 lines from the bottom. Lepirish Zenira, he quotes a Rashi. We'll pick it up from there. Shehu Sover, it sounds like Rashi holds. The Bechulu Shvuos Be'inon Shem O'Kinui. That all Shvuos need Shem Hashem O'Kinui. You have a Gemara? Tezvav HaMidbeis. Dape Harif, Tezvav HaMidbeis. Shvuos. Seven lines from the bottom, 6 lines from the bottom. The repair is Zenira. I don't have any more tools for them. I thought you said all the Gemaras were out. There's only 2 of them. There's no small Gemaras. The Lekala may be Dafka Bishvua Sa'edus. Mishim there mean a big Gemara, the Afinan Olo Misoita. Hakan Shvua, Flahalan Shvua. Makan b'shem, afalam b'shem, kedisa b'gemara. What I suggested, that maybe only Shavuos Eidus needs shem, because you learn it out from Saita, nothing else. No. Darminon Allah b'gemara, tahira v'chanina b'aridi g'toni la, avol rabbonon leslu g'zeira shava. Rabbonon don't hold of the g'zeira shava. And therefore, he says, l'chivin shekein ein shum chilek, in Shavuos or Eidus, the Shormine Shavuos, we won't be Mechalik between Shavuos, Eidus, and others. I feel like he beat on Hashem, I kinoi, he did Rambam Masnissin. Well, he's going, you need Shem, I kinoi. And he's going with the simple pshat. The Rav Chanina Baridi is only being Mechadish that you need Shem on the forest. But the Pashtos HaMishnah is that you need something. Hilkach b'shvor shvuos nami adin kach. There's 2 lines from the bottom now. The time of the milsa. Oh, b'shem the ikar shvua ki kasivu b'shem ksiv. Because the idea of the shvua, the concept of the shvua, is a little bit tied to the Shem Hashem. We always find Hashem's name in the psukim. Yidu ksiv lo shishavu b'shmi l'ashoker inami lo yisiso Hashem Hashem alokecha l'ashov. So that's why you need Shem Hashem. That's what Shavuos are. Elo the Rabbonon Savri do Adin Ami Lekinui. Kedichsev v'chilalto Hashem Elokecha. Avol b'loy Shem u'b'loy Kinui. We're on Daf Tezayinam and Aleph now. The Daf Yarif, first line. Ein lanu lo l'malkus v'lo l'korba. The Ran is saying over this Shita, not his own Shita, he's saying over Rashi Shita, that without Shem u'kinui, it's not a... Ah, umi u'isura mi u'ika, afilu b'loy Shem u'b'loy Kinui. This is what he's being mechadish now. It's like, so it's a little like the rabbi, a little light like the rabbi. He's saying you need Shem u'kinui for carbon also, and for malchus also, like for everything. Except you have an iser bi'alma, like a chatzishir has an iser. There's some things in the Torah. Sometimes you come across it's an iser bi'alma. Without Shem u'kinui, why does he say such a thing? Why? He says, because we have rayas. The hochi muchach, my derminu lekamon. The lav, the hein shvua. The Gemara says, if you repeat the negative. Sometimes you're going to eat this kikar, you say, no. It's a loshen shvua. The Gemara learns it out from a pasuk. You have to be careful about that. Is that a Meyer klap or a Kebrusa klap? Vahi vada b'loy askeras Hashem hi. Di b'hiskeras Hashem lomali lav lav. Armina perek abon ador, more kula loy achilna. Sounds like the Ran Bayos. So you see something else without Shem Hashem, but that's only, and he brings the rayas of our Ran, in Bayos. But he says, so you see there's something even without Shem Hashem. Loy boyo linyan isura, but l'malkus all the karbon you need Shem Hashem. Rabbi, I'm sorry, but I have to make a very turns out I have to make a very important call at 8:45, so we won't be continuing today if tomorrow. Sorry. That's how things worked out. Yeah, Mitzvah Shem.